Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing to Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'ulim, in Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And we saw Neflos Mamish Mitoras Hashem Baruch Hashem. This is our 13th Shir in this series. I'm just about sure about that number. Sometimes I get mixed up in what number we are in Shi'urim, because Baruch Hashem, we have so many series that we've had. I get mixed up with the numbers occasionally, but I think this is the 13th. And the Yesod HaDvarim that we saw was that the reason one is not allowed to get married on the moed is not mitzad the nisuin. It's mitzad the moed. It's a moed problem. In other words, one will forget about the moed and be focused on the girl. But as far as the girl is concerned, meaning as far as being happy with the girl, the moed does not impede that simcha. One can have simcha with the girl and the moed at the same time. In other words, one is enjoying the moed with the new girl, with the new wife. That's Beseder Gamor. The problem is hafuch. The problem is if one would get married on the moed, then one would be happy with the girl and forget about the moed. We're not worrying about forgetting about the girl, we're forgetting about the moed. So that's the problem. That's why you can't get married on the moed. However, Erev HaRegel, it's permitted. And we saw the difference between the Havamin and the Maskan of the Gemara. And the Havamin was a problem with the Nisuan. Then we saw the maskana now. That's the Gemara's maskana, that it's only a problem with the moed. And therefore you can get married in Erev HaRegel. The Ikar Simcha of the Nisuin is only on the first day. And Mimela, since the Ikar Simcha is only on the first day, if you get married Erev HaRegel, then you're fine. Because now it's not going to shter Simcha Samoed, it's not going to be Batla Simcha Samoed anymore, because the Ikar Simcha already passed. However, there's more to it. Because there's an additional reason why, and that answer is correct. In other words, the Ikar Simcha is the first day, and the Gemara needed that teretz for other reasons as well. And the Gemara said l'fi emes, but there's something else involved, and that is that if the moed hasn't yet come around, you can get married because it's not the moed. It's not yet a moed, so you don't have to worry about the moed. You have your mitzvah. You get married now. And Mimela, it's Mutter Erev HaRegel. And that's how we explain the Shita, that the Nafgamina between the two cases, between the Gemara and Moed Katan and the Mishnah and Beitza, the Mishnah Moed Katan, the Mishnah and Beitza, we had a Mishnah and Beitza that you're not allowed to do Yibum on the Moed. Mishema Yichtov. We said, what do you mean Shema Yichtov? Here we have Kazavain Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, B'Nisha Simcha Ilo. The nafkamina would be Leil HaRegel, where there is no Din Simcha, but there is a problem of Shema Yichtov. That was one way we were Miyashiv. Even though you could be Miyashiv that Teretz Pashit by saying that Gemara over there, the Beitza, we're talking about, we're not talking about Bia, we're talking about Mimer. The Mimer that you do, that's the Kenyan that's done before Yibum. There's a beautiful entry about this in the Talmudic Encyclopedia, going through, as always, the Gemaras with the Rishonim, the Achronim. B'tamsis, b'kitzer, b'hirus. Sakopanim, that's talking about that Mishnah is talking about Mimer, and our Mishnah is talking about the actual Yibum. And Taka, the Shara Mishpat, gives that Teretz in the Perakov Talim, Hilchot Shabbos, Halacha Yedalit. That's another way of dealing with that conundrum. But another way is that if you get married at night, if there's no din simcha, but it's asr shema yichtov, it's asr atzim the mishnah and beitza. If it's leil ha, the first night is known as a simcha. Now, chayra, what we're saying, this idea of getting married erev haregel, the reason it's okay is because the regel hasn't come around, right? You're allowed to get married 5 minutes before the regel, right? 5 minutes before the regel is before shalach that enticing subis and daf mem zayin. You're allowed to get married 5 minutes before the regel. Now, it's Pashit that when it says in the Gemara, the Ikar Simcha is one day, it's not totally B'shkiyas Achamu, Chos Shem Yom Echad. Vadehi, the Simcha continues, right? It's a Metzias of Simcha. So the Simcha continues weiter into the night. Now, that's a bitl of Simchas Yomtiv. Because the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv is that the Ein Simcha, B'Laila Rishon, is... is only me'achilas p'sar kachim. There's no mitzvah of achilas p'sar kachim. But regular basar v'yayin, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa on the first night. That's apparently how the Rif holds. That's the way the Achronim, a lot of Achronim talk about this. The Emek Baruch in the name of Reb Chaim, Chazanish, Chas Baruch, others. Turi Evan wants to say there's no simcha at all, Kapash is Divrei HaGemara. But the Rishonim, we see in various Rishonim, that there is a mitzvah, like the Rif, that there is a mitzvah, I think a number of Rishonim, Akopanim, certainly in a number of Achronim, that there is a mitzvah simcha on the first night. So how is it, according to that Shita, that you're getting married on Erev Yontif, 5 minutes before Yontif, and now it's already Yontif, so isn't that simcha, the simchas nesuin, going to be mevatel simchas Yontif? So the teretz is that it doesn't bother us. It doesn't bother us because the Yontif hasn't yet come around. Yontif hasn't yet started. So since Yontif hasn't yet started, you have a right to get married. Just according to this, we have to understand the Magen Avraham. Because the Magen Avraham says that when the Rambam says you're not allowed to make a Seudas Nisuin on the regel, without the actual Nisuin, it's talking about where you got married Erev HaRegel, and the Seudas on Leil Yontif. Because then it becomes Bechal Iker Simcha Yom Echad. But based on what we said, anyway, there's Bittel Simchas Yontif. There's no Kiyam Simchas Yontif because you're so happy about the Nisuin. So what does the Suda add? Why does the Suda make it any better or any worse? That now, no, you now don't have a Suda because it's going to be Mevatel, your Simchas HaMoed. The Suda is Nisuin. But you already have a Simcha because of the Etzeman Nisuin. So Mama Sifa HaSuda beBittel Simchas Yontif. Kshebelafachid is already Shechas HaSimcha. So Akopanim, that's our Yisod. That before the regal comes around, it's not the regal yet. You have a right to get married. And then what happens after it happens? Like we saw Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to travel. Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to travel on a boat right before Yom Tov, even the Shabbos, even though it's going to bring the Chil Shabbos. Just as a takana not to. But Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to. So, because the time hasn't yet come, so you could do what you have to do, what you want to do, and then if you have to Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to get married. If it ends up being Mevatel Simchas Yontif, so that's okay because you did it in a mutter time. So based on this, we could be miyashev the hashmat of the Rambam. That the Rambam is mash mit the din shemutter lisa be'erav amoyed. Why was the Rambam omit this din? We had asked in a previous year. Because based on what we said, if the iser is machmasa erav shebe simchas hamoyed, ein kol chidush lahatir be'erav amoyed umishim dekar simcha chad yoimu. El tevelav hachim motu kevin dakati lo chol av chiv simcha. So there's, first of all, the Iker Simcha is only one day. But even if it spills into, so that's Erev Regel. Erev, in other words, since the whole problem is that it's going to shtir Simchas Moed, if it's Erev HaRegel, it won't shtir Simchas HaMoed because it's, it won't shtir Simchas HaMoed because it's not on the Moed itself. If the problem was the Nisuin, that the Simchas HaMoed is going to shtir Simchas Nisuin, so that's 7 days. Because Simchas Nisuin is going to spill into the Moed. Because that's seven days is Simchas Nisuin, and then the Moed is going to impede that. But we said that's not the problem. The problem is the Moed, that the Simchas Nisuin shtir Simchas Moed, but only the first day. But Erev HaRegel isn't the first day. If you do it, you know, the day before, but even if you're doing it a few minutes before, a few hours before. But still, it's not a problem because there's no chiyuv simcha yet. And since there's no chiyuv simcha, the meila, you're allowed to get married. There's no chiyuv simcha samoid yet. And the Gemara only thought the Erev HaRegel would be a problem because the Gemara understood in the Kasha, like we saw, that there's a problem mitzad simcha sanesuin, that the Moed's going to be mevatel Simchas Nisuin, and that's 7 days. And the Moed's going to be mevatel then. We can't have that. But then we saw that Teretz of the Gemara, it's not like that. The Yisur is Machmas HaMoed, lo Machmas HaNisuin. The Yisur is mevatel Simchas HaMoed. And the Rambam brings this, these dinim and Hilchot Moed. that that he brings in Hilchas Ishos, hopefully we'll see in a later shiur, has nothing to do with the era of the Simcha of Simchas Nisun. But he brings this in Hilchas Moed. So you see, it's a yantif problem. So Klapi Moed, it's Klapi Moed, the Rambam doesn't have to bring it. Doesn't have to bring this specific halacha. Because it's not yet the Moed. So if it's not yet the Moed, it's not a problem. And Lamais of the Karen Aron Arsigi writes something similar. It's a little bit of Haran on his words, but we have an earlier Achron who says this as well. And now we get to a different kasha, and that is that how come Yaakov Avinu didn't marry Rachel right away? Why did he only marry her after a week? We saw in the Rambam that you're allowed to marry two women on the same day. You're allowed to marry two women on the same day. So why couldn't, after Yaakov marries Leah, why does he have to wait a whole week to marry Rachel? Why can't he marry Rachel immediately? If two women are permitted on the same day. And then, b'mashlim the simcha, what does the Rambam say to do? The Rambam says that you be happy with one girl for a week and then the other girl for the next week. So he could finish his week with Leah. You get married to Rachel after he marries Leah, finish his week being happy with Leah, and then focus in the next week on Rachel. Shalom al Yisrael, as much shalom as you can have on Yisrael, yeah, between Rachel and Leah. And their children, and then the Dereis, right? But in the meantime, everything is cool. Be happy with Rachel for Leah for a week, and then Rachel for a week. But get married to, once you, after you find out about this, that it was Leah, so you could still marry Rachel, and then you don't have to wait the whole week. Lavan says to wait the week. Why is that? And from there we learn Amar ben Simcha b'Simcha. So it says Marina v'Rabbeinu Mori Nei L'Shmo Zichro Tavis Nefesh. שנראה שכיוון דביום מקם יש בנסון מצב של השכחה לגמרי של השמחה האחרס. אנחנו ראינו ברמב״ם בהלכות יום טוב that when you get married on the first day, the reason you can't get married on the first day on the moed is because it completely makes you forget about the moed. There's this מצב of שכחה לגמרי, the chasins in the clouds, the kalas in the clouds. There's שכחה לגמרי of שמחה המועד, and ממילא you can't get married on the moed. That's ביום הקמה. That's on the first day. And that comes from the mitzius of the nisu, not because of the chiyuv simcha, but because of the mitzius, that people are just so happy. However, if one marries a number of women, binosei kama nashim, biyom echad, shein kan hashkachat hasimcha, shelachat mehem, sharei kul hu besimcha dechad yoyim ahavu. So if he marries a number of women on one day, there's no forgetting of the simcha of one of them, because they are all on the first day. So in other words, they all have this powerful simcha. You're not going to forget any of that. You marry on one day, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. So you're going to remember, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. So you're so excited about all four of your kalas, you're going to remember all of them. That's b'chad yoyma. And then, in order to be properly makayim that you're chiyuvim, so first you're going to have 7 days with Sarah, then you're going to have Sarah days with Rivka, then you're going to have Sarah days with Rachel, 7 days with Rachel, then you have Sarah days with Levi. You're not going to forget about any of them on the first day. And then when you're happy on the first day with Sarah, the fact that you're happy about the other girls as well isn't a problem. We said that you could be happy about the yontif. You could be happy about the yontif with the girl. In other words, part of the Simchas Nisun is enjoying the yantiv with the girl. So as long as you're not forgetting about the girl, you have to be focused on the girl. So here, you're not going to be forgetting about the kal. You're not going to be forgetting about Sarah, and you marry the other ones. You're going to remember all of them, but it's not going to be a bittle of your focus on Sarah. Omnam yeshina simchas chad yom b'dishniya b'hadei rishayna, avazayke simchas yantiv. Yeah, you're happy about Rivka. Let's say there's two, Sarah and Rivka. So you're happy about Rivka, but that's okay. It's like being happy with the yantif. In other words, when there's a yantif, and the Shiva brachas, the 7 days of rejoicing, spills over into yantif, that's not a problem. The yantif is not mevatel your simchas, and so that's how you're enjoying your new kala. You're enjoying your new kala with the yantif. Go with your family. You had to decide because your family is going to Arizona, her family is going to Orlando. So where should you go? But wherever you end up going, you're going to be enjoying the yantiv with the kala, and that's fine. That's not a bittul. That's just enhancing the simcha here also. So as long as you're with your Sarah, so you're focused on Sarah, but you also got married to Rivka that day, and you're really, really excited about that. Beseder, but that's not mevatel. That's not mevatel your simcha with Sarah. It's yom kama with Sarah also. So you're not forgetting that yom kama. You're not forgetting any of that. And then you're focused on Sarah because it's her week now. So that's like simchas yantiv. It's fine. As long as you're focusing your attention on the Sarah. So neskayim b'zeh hadin shal l'smayach ima. Aval im yisa shnia b'yoyim hasheni shal rishayna. But if you marry the second girl, if you marry Rivka on Sarah's second day, oh, achshav anachnu higanu l'shokat shvura, anachnu achshav histabachnu. Kevan she'etzel shnia hu simcha shal chad yoyimo. By the second girl, by Rivka, it's the special simcha of Chad Yom, if it's the second day of Sarah. And now you marry Rivka. So with Rivka, it's Chad Yom, but it's not the first day. It's not Yom Kama by Sarah. And the Mela, your simcha with Rivka, is going to be Mashkiach. It's going to forget your simcha with Sarah, because that's the power, as the Rambam writes, of the Yom Kama. Is that it makes you forget other things. So now it's only going to be Yom Kama with Rivka, not with Sarah. So Mamela, you're going to be forgetting about Sarah. And this is the focus is on Sarah. So that's Bitl Din Shel Sameach Ima. Ba'asher eini kayemet klal, v'chol simchatoi rak al nashniyah. L'chein etzel yankiv, shelo haya zek achat, ela haya zek lebatel Yom Kama delei'ah. יאפשר היה לו לשאת את רחל, אחרי שבחי גבנה, יש ביטל של הדין של שמח עם הדלאה. ולכן שפי נאמר מלא שבוע זויס, שרק לבוסר קיום הדין של שמח עם הדלאה, אפשר לא סייסס רוחל. ביינקיף, it wasn't כאחס anymore. It was in the second day of Leah. And since it was on the second day of Leah, so Leah was yesterday. And Sarah and Rachel is today. So this is the second day of Leah and the first day of Rachel. And that's going to be Mashkiach. That's going to make you forget about. That's going to make him forget about Leah because he's going to be so excited about Rachel. So it's Yom Kama to Rachel and the second day of Leah. So since it's Yom Kama to Rachel and the second day of and the Yom Hasheni Shel Leah, that's going to be Mashkiach Simchas Leah. So in a chinami, if it would have been the same day, then he could have gotten married to both of them on the same day. But here was the second day. He was already finished with the first day with Leah, and now he's on the second. Now he's on the second day with Leah and the first day of Rachel. So the first day of Rachel is going to make him forget Leah that you can't do anymore. So the Rambam's whole din of marrying two girls in the same day is good on the same day, but not one after the next because then it's going to be the Yom Kama of the second one, and no longer Yom Kama of the first one. You're going to forget your Simcha with the first one. You're supposed to be focused on the first one, and that's why Yaakov could not marry Rachel right away. He had to wait a week, as Laban said, Malei Shavua Zos. And that's Meduyik in the Rambam, who says that you're allowed to marry Kama Noshim Ke'achas B'yom Echad. You're allowed to marry a number of women at once on the same day. What Yerkadini is telling us is that you can marry them all together. Why does the Rambam emphasize B'yom Echad? The answer is because that's a big yisod, that it has to be B'yom Echad. The second it's the next day, it's no good anymore. Like we have by Rachel and Leah. Now it's the second day, it's no good anymore. Even though it's pashut that Ka'achas is B'yom Echad. But still, the Ram has to tell us B'yom Echad to tell us what's the yisod hadin. Yisod ahetar is because it's B'yom Echad. And therefore, it's Simcha Dechad Yoyim Akulan Ka'achas, and you're not going to forget any of them. But if it's not B'yoyim Echad, it's not Simcha Siyoyim Akama B'kulam, So then it's going to be us, and that's where the Rambam says not only ka'achas, but b'yoyim echad. So this takes us, Baruch Hashem, further in our incredible journey. And with God's grace and help and love, nachnu namshich bezrat Hashem, b'pam haba'a, v'nileh od ve'od nifla'ot mitorat Hashem mitbarach, v'ani modeh lechem me'od al ha'azana. Shalom, shalom. אהובה, ידידה, מורה ורבותיי, בלי נדר, נמשיך.